From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Turkey on Sunday began burying victims of the twin blast during a peace rally on Saturday in Ankara, where at least 95 people were killed and more than 200 others wounded. Slatica Hoke has our report.
Thousands of mourners gathered at the hillside cemetery near the capital and in Istanbul to attend funeral services for some of the victims. In some cities, Turks continued demonstrating for peace.
We're here to say that these bombs don't scare us, to raise our voices against them even more, and to protest against the attacks.
Crowds also shouted slogans against President Recep Tayyip Erdogan. Many blamed the government for failing to prevent the attacks, and some even accused it of orchestrating the attacks to discourage people from gathering in large numbers. No one has claimed responsibility for the Ankara attack, but many, including Russian President Vladimir Putin, suspect that Islamic State might have arranged it from Syria. Slavica Hoke, VOA News, Washington.
Russia launched a new aerial bombardment of Syrian rebels on Sunday, helping President Bashar al-Assad's government reclaim territory it had lost. Moscow said most of the targets were in a highland area of Idlib province that had been controlled by the rebels. Russia said the targets belonged to the Islamic State insurgents. Twin suicide bombings killed at least 9 people, wounded 29 others. It happened in northern Cameroon in an attack local and security officials have blamed on the Boko Haram militants. On Saturday, the Nigeria-based militant group launched 5 coordinated attacks in neighboring Chad, killing up to 40 people. Get more news at voanews.com. This is VOA News. A helicopter.